Welcome to episode 207 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. As many of you will have noticed, the podcast has had a bit of a breather recently. If you'd like to know the reasons behind this, I wrote about what's been going on over at the Active Photographer website, and of course, there's a link in the show notes. Anyway, reasons aside, the main thing is that I'm now back on top of things and all set to crack on with my activities throughout the summer, and I absolutely can't wait. As a way of easing us all back into the show, and by way of a reminder about the reality of what it is to be a working photographer, in this episode I'm talking about the need for common sense and, of course, professionalism. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 207. It's just after 1:15 in the afternoon, and I am driving out of town in Chichester, which is a beautiful city here on the south coast of the UK. Now, the reason I have been in Chichester this afternoon is that I've had a meeting, and that meeting was all about a new client who needs a series of photography throughout the year, actually, and there's lots and lots of requirement for striking photography, for PR, marketing, all that sort of thing. And the whole point of this week's show is the idea of professionalism and common sense. And all of this will become apparent in just a moment. So, just to give you a bit of background, a lot of you know that I have spent many years shooting imagery that is used for promotion. I've worked with businesses, I've worked with manufacturers of products, both in the outdoor industries, in the leisure world, and actually straight downright business, you know, local business, national business. So all of those skills come into play when you start talking to a new client. And the photography that these people need is all about promoting what they do within the city of Chichester. And by their own admission, their photography that they do have, well, they don't really have the sort of decent photography that is required to say the right thing, to give the right message. And, you know, this meeting was very successful, very friendly. I had been put in touch with these people through a marketing company. The person that I deal with there, I've known for a good few years, so they know me as a person and what I'm capable of. So now the next stage was to have a chat with these people to see about the next step. When it comes to common sense, a lot of the time that comes down to listening and paying attention to what people have to say. Now, they started off wanting a 12-month retainer, wanting to be shooting pictures every month, you know, covering everything and getting a real bulk of pictures, a real library, which is great. That is the absolute scenario. But then you have to factor in budget. And when budget is not there, you have two options, just as they do, or a potential client does. You either say, do you know what? No, here's my price. That's it. And you walk away. They, as a potential client, say, we can't afford it, and they walk away. Or you say, all right, what is your budget versus what are you trying to do? What do you need? And then you take it from there. And this was the case on this occasion. So although the budget is not immediately there for the time being, looking ahead over the next 12 months, there's going to be potential for more photography. So you start small, and the upshot of this meeting today is that I've got two or three assignments that I've got to go and do the photography for, and that will get the ball rolling. So common sense tells you that as a photographer or as anyone supplying a service, people that get a bad name invariably are those who come across as being a bit up their own backside, a little bit over. It's fine to be confident, but to be, what's the word I'm thinking of? Very cocky. You know, no one likes that. And even people that, by their own admission, are those sort of people, they don't like people that are like that. People like to do business with nice people. And one of the things that came out of this meeting, one of the person that I was talking to, their colleague said, look, it's really nice, it's actually quite refreshing to hear you talk about being so upfront and so honest about what can be done, what the sort of time, the sort of money, and all this sort of thing. And that, you know, we started off saying, oh, okay, there was one shoot that needed to go ahead in the coming days, but all of a sudden there are three immediate ones now. So it clearly works. Now, we also talked about, again, as a photographer, as anyone in business, or let's face it, just anyone as a person, if you are nice to people, good news, good word passes slower than bad. If you treat people wrong, the word will spread and people will say, oh, that's that guy. I heard about him. But if you're nice, people will remember you for all the right reasons. And actually, that's just reminded me. One of the first things that was said in this meeting was something not at all about the photography requirements for this company. It was for one of the large high street retailers who needs photography. And they said, oh, well, I'll ask Giles if he'd be, happy to do this work. And I said, yeah, of course, that sounds great. So they're going to put word forward. So, you know, this is the way that it should be. Now, a lot of you listening to this are used to hearing me talk about outdoors, leisure, all that sort of thing. And of course, I've said it before, there are certain skill sets that are shared across all areas of photography, whether you're a wedding photographer, even if you are a food photographer, whether you're working in business or if you spend most of your time in a tent on a hillside. The actual photography is almost, it's a given, it takes second place, because you've got to get the trust of people. You've got to get them on board to begin with before you can even start to take the picture. I said to the lady, I said, obviously you've seen my website, and, you know, obviously she had, and she liked what she saw and all the rest of it. That was enough visually, without even speaking to me first of all, for them to say, do you know what? He takes a fair picture. That's nice. We need to look into this further. So when it comes to the actual photography, in some ways you might say, well, the pressure is on now. I've got, as I record this, it is a Monday. I've got a shoot now with them this Friday. So the pressure's on. There's going to be communication in between. So you need to keep those channels open. You need to be answering your emails in good time, answering your phone if there's any queries. Being upfront and honest extends to talking about money. It's a necessary evil. These people know what I put in for the quote initially, which was to cover 12 months. We all know that is now sort of on a back burner, because they've got a that the fee that I had to give them for that was out of their reach at the moment. But they do have budget that will cover quite a bit in the meantime. So all of this is all connected. The photography then follows. But what about being professional after the event, after the pictures are taken? So a lot of you will be starting up in business, and it might be to do with, I don't know, pet photography. It might be taking pictures of people at the weekends. It might be trying to get in with event photography or motoring events. What happens once you've taken those pictures? And obviously there are people that are going to want to see those pictures as quickly as possible. You have to manage expectations. You have to not let people down. You've probably heard people refer to something that's known as over-delivering. Okay, so if you say, oh yes, you'll have your pictures by Monday, you do your best to make sure they have them by the previous Friday. Now, a lot of the time that might be a matter of putting in extra hours. It might be sacrificing that trip down to the pub with your mates because you need to crack on, and you can always have a drink another time. But it's little things like that that get you that repeat business and that keep those clients, especially new clients, happy. And when you're looking about doing work throughout the year, regardless of budget and regardless of how many shoots you have in your diary, if you are constantly over-delivering and constantly keeping people, you know, really impressed by what you're doing, on top of the great photography that you're supplying, that is how it all works. And as I say, I know a lot of you listening to this, you're new to photography, or you're very keen to be getting, you know, your photography business going. This is what you have to think about. The kit doesn't matter. It does when you get to a certain level. For example, talking to these people today, because they didn't have decent photography, they suddenly needed to send out a press release or something. They had to go and take a quick snap. And clearly, for a number of reasons, it might have been that the weather was terrible or the camera that was being used was really not very good. There are occasions where you need to have decent equipment. It doesn't have to be top level professional camera bodies and lenses. It just needs to be able to do a competent job. That is important, but it's not the be all and end all. So I just wanted to concentrate more on the what you might call the people skills side of things for this. I dare say that along the way, the work that I do with these people, I'll be talking about. You know, I was talking to them all about the logistics of getting permission from the parents of young children and having model release forms and all these things. If you're interested in all that sort of thing, and you should certainly know about model release forms if you're shooting certain areas of social photography, all of that I can talk about in more detail at a later date. But I just wanted to very briefly touch on these, you know, this idea of managing expectations, being professional, all that sort of thing. As for the rest of my day, such as it is, I have a set of pictures to finalise the editing on. I have to finish a written feature for an outdoor magazine, which is for publication in about, where are we now? Probably in about 2 or 3 months' time. So that's good. I then have to think about a video that I've been commissioned to produce. So there's lots to keep me busy with today. And bear with me one second. I just need to park up here. There is a lot to do. So I'm going to have to really concentrate because I've got a very tight spot here. So a very quick recording today. Actually, I'm going to bail out of that. I can't talk and concentrate on parking in such a small spot at the moment. I'm going to talk for a little bit longer. What was I saying? Yeah, so I hope that's been of use to you. Regular listeners will know that I don't just talk about the taking of pictures and what kit I'm using and all that sort of thing. There will be plenty of that coming up over the coming months as we look towards the summer and the longer days and getting out on the hill, and I'm going to be doing some camping trips, and I'm going to be collaborating quite a lot, and there's all sorts of really good stuff coming. Today, not the most exciting content for you. I appreciate that. It's not the most exciting meeting that I've had. However, it is a part of my business. It is a part of what I do. And that's just how it is. That's what it is to be a photographer, doing what you do day to day. So, like I say, I've found a nice spot now. That's really good. So, like I say, I hope that's been of interest. If you've got any questions, of course, about, you know, the business of photography in terms of keeping people happy, how to prepare for meetings and all that sort of thing, do let me know. But for now, I will leave it there. If you have anything you'd like to add to my thoughts on this topic, I'd love to hear from you. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.